This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. President Biden is withholding military support from Israel because the Jewish state wants to finish off Hamas, the terrorist regime that butchered 1,200 innocent Jewish people and is still holding 130 hostages. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is quoted as saying, "If we need to stand alone, we will stand alone, and if necessary, we will fight with our fingernails." The Prime Minister went on to say that we have much more than fingernails, and with that same strength of spirit, with God's help, we will win. I just returned from Israel, and I spoke to Brigadier General Amir Avivi, founder of the Israel Defense Security Forum. General Avivi has held senior roles in the IDF, including deputy commander of the Gaza Division.
The USA relationship between Israel and the United States is at an all-time low. We have a current government in the United States that basically wants to topple the current government. Can you comment about these low relations that Israel now has with the United States?
Yeah, well, of course, I think most of the Israeli society is really worried about these relations. And it's amazing that even in the worst attack we have had since the Holocaust, even in a reality where it's obvious that Israel is fighting for its own survival against enemies that are really pure evil, even in this reality, we're not getting the support or the level of support we would expect from our biggest ally. At the end of the day, the message that the administration is sending throughout the globe and the Middle East is we won't necessarily stand with our allies and not even with our closest ally. And this empowers China, this empowers Russia, this empowers Iran and North Korea. It won't only affect Israel, it might affect the whole globe, talking about the stability of the globe and the ability of the U.S. to be a leader globally and pose some kind of balance between East and West. And it seems that the East is much more organized and coordinated, while the West is confused without a strong leadership, and this will have global repercussions. It's not only about Israel.
The Biden administration seems intent on placing restrictions on Israel. It's almost like the Biden administration is trying to control what Israel is doing militarily.
Yeah, so I think that in this sense, Israel did a very big mistake throughout the years, not creating a reality where it can really produce its own ammunition. We need to be much more sovereign. I mean, yes, we need the American friendship. Yes, we need America to defend us in the UN Council. But talking about munitions, talking about weapons, talking about our military industries, we must be able to defend ourselves by ourselves. And the fact that the administration is able to really affect our ability to defend our existence, this is something that to me is unacceptable, and it's something that worries me. I would have expected the administration really to be full support of the one democratic state they have in the Middle East that shares the same values as the U.S.
You can find out more about the Israel Defense Security Forum when you visit idsf.org.il. As President Joe Biden abandons Israel, Senator Ted Cruz said, even though Joe Biden wants to abandon Israel, and even though the Democrats in the Senate and the House apparently support him in wanting to abandon Israel, we must stand with Israel. Hamas must be utterly destroyed. Senator Tom Cotton said on X, "I've said this for months, what Joe Biden now admits, his de facto position is for a Hamas victory against Israel. Please pray for the Jewish people. Let's stand with Israel. They are facing so many things there in the land of Israel and here in our country with all of the Jew hatred on college campuses across our nation." That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley.